passed over and finished my notes.
Okay.
It is a little after 5. I will call the meeting to order.
Yeah.
Everybody got a chance to look at the minutes from our last meeting. Entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes of the last meeting.
Second on that?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We will go right into a resolution. All right. The three people are approving execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 with Gateway Community Industries.
I have a question about this in terms of whether I need to recuse.
After you move it.
Yes. Well, I don't want to be the one to move it if I have to.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
I'd like to make a motion.
Yeah. You move it.
And you can second.
Oh, back to second.
And I have a family member who is served by Gateway Community Industries, a sibling. And so I sent a request for a recommendation about this to the Democratic Council today, but didn't hear back from him yet. This is a pass-through money and would not specifically relate to my sibling, so I think it should be okay.
Well, for me, the rule of thumb is if there is a direct financial connection, if you're benefiting anyone, I don't know if him maybe wants to weigh in on that as well.
It's always good to ask guidance, right?
Yes.
I don't see the nature of these funds. So these funds are funds that the legislature have already accepted. And just normally I would just do a contract extension, but because these extensions bring the contract over 50, it requires us to come back for extension approval. So
without specific guidance and with only three people here today, I'm prepared to vote on this, but would seek guidance as to whether or not that's proper.
I
want to behave in a proper way.
Of course.
I don't see any direct financial benefit.
I believe she received the services at discretion. She's entitled to them under law.
Yeah, so the
it's always better to ask for that answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm delighted to do that.
Well, with the caveat that there's no conflict,
yes.
Aye.
Happy to vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Very good.
We were talking about the county sheriff's program. Years ago, you could contact the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency if you were in need of a free sheriff's container. Well, not. It would be through the hospital, so I shouldn't. Let me back up then. You would either have to be a pharmacy or a nursing home or something like that. They didn't give them that to individual people. When you took your full sharps container in to make sure it was properly disposed of, they would give you an empty new one. That's how that program worked. And I've heard two things. One is that the grant money ran out, and the other one is that they couldn't get the donation, and that's what it was through Becton Dickinson, was a donation. I'd like to see that program continue somehow, whether it be through additional funding through the health department, and I don't know if that would be something viable that they could distribute sharps containers through the health department, and from my end, not only was it a really great program, but I'm worried about how the needles would be disposed of now. The rule of thumb was that you put them in a coffee can or some impermeable jug, and you wrap it up with duct tape, and you write. But I mean, we get them in our recycling bin quite a bit, you know, catheter tubes and all kinds of, because it's plastic, so they figure we can recycle it. So.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Yeah, now, who would be? You know,
Tim Rose.
Okay. Yes, Tim.
And if they say no, is it something that we could put through our health?
I'd have to look at it. There's a lot of liability associated with medical waste. I know that we generate some medical waste as a provider of services.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very expensive contract for the safe removal of those sharps and the items. So I I think for the conversation that the RA had, it was likely about funding and money. And again, I'm not familiar with the program or what they did offer. I don't know if education would be appropriate.
If we can look back and see what was happening and what happened to it.
And again, it would just be distribution of the containers.
Sure.
Not collection of the medical waste, because that is highly regulated. But just to get the containers back out there again.
And again, I said that the RA has also disposed of it if it is safe.
No, that goes to the hospitals. The hospitals and the nursing homes. So they just distribute the containers. They don't take them back. No. No. I mean, they use Stericycle just in case something comes through the sorting line, but not intentionally.
And one other quick thing is for the bring your own bag law, Tracy Bartels is working on a finding statement related to the seeker findings. And just as a communication, we are looking at whether or not to include a statement about the health impacts of plastic bags being in the environment and any potential impacts of substituting reusable bags for plastic bags. And that may or may not end up in what she brings forward this month, but I'm working with her on that, and so I thought I'd just tell the people on this committee that. There are harmful effects of having plastics in the environment, and there are benefits from removing the bags, but there were concerns raised by some comments we received about some studies that there are bacteria on reusable bags if they're not washed. So I looked back at that research, and it turns out that if you wash those bags, even in cold water with no bleach, just regular detergent, that you can completely control that. So recommending that people wash their bags is a good advice, and also keeping raw meat or unwashed produce separate from things that you're going to eat until it's been cooked or washed. So that was my general sense of where the literature is on this.
They wrap our raw meat in plastic.
Yes. Well, that is allowed.
Just about all of our.
Yes. Well, and that actually is exempted in the proposed law. If you have a meat or some produce that you're carrying up to the counter that's not a carry-out bag, that is not regulated or prohibited.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, since the agenda is laid out, so we'd like to mention that Amy Russell, the Chair of the Community Services Board, is in the audience tonight. She hasn't been here in a while, and everybody knows Amy, but she does a great job, and, it's a lot of meetings, a lot of responsibility. It's an important board. It's one that's authorized and required through state law. They help review the allocation of state aid and service identification, and a lot of the things that they review will be eventually you see a vote on.
Nice to meet you, Phil.
I haven't been to one of these meetings in a while, so.
Well, you picked the right one to come to.
To probably almost all of them.
Yeah. We'll try to give you a better return on your investment in the future.
I have something
to do tonight, which is
wonderful.
Here during the late meeting.
Okay, so is there anything else?
We have any old business. A motion to adjourn?
Sure.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Very good.